Welcome to High Cheese. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. And we had an earthquake here. And I live in northern New Jersey. And I live close to the Ramapo fault line. And occasionally we get small tremors here and there. But this morning around 10:30, my wife and I were sitting in the living room. And it sounded like there were two explosions underneath our house. And then the house just started to shake. And literally it was wobbling back and forth. We looked into the kitchen. Pots and pans were wobbling back and forth. And I'm used to, you know, these tremors every now and then, but this was significant. I think they said it was 4.8 on the Richter scale. So my wife and I, left the house, went out, checked on some neighbors. Everything was fine. It's just surprising. You're not used to these kind of earthquakes around here. You know, first, we don't live far from Picatinny Arsenal. They experiment on small grade explosives and guns. So at first, maybe we thought they were just testing explosives. No, but it wasn't. This was a real clear explosion. Well, what felt like an explosion underneath the house. Now, I'm just waiting for some aftershocks. Now, they always say after an earthquake, you have aftershocks. We haven't seen any. So we shall see. So the Democrats see the writing on the wall. They thought they would get some kind of significant bump in the polls from Biden's State of the Union speech. That's what you want to call it. But it didn't happen. Trump continues to lead in all of the swing states. Now, you have to understand, this is all coming down to the swing states. Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Because Trump's going to hold all of the states that voted for him 2020. And if he picks up these swing states, doesn't have to pick up all of them, but he'll win the election. And the Democrats see this. They're trying lawfare. It's not working. They're trying to create stories about him. It's not working. And there's a couple articles I want to talk about because they see the writing on the wall. They see the re-election of Donald Trump. And they want to do things that kneecap him once he gets re-elected. And they want to protect their far-left communist agenda once he gets in. So the first article I want to go to is this from the Washington Examiner. It says, Democrat Senator makes shocking statement about Obama-appointed Justice Sotomayor. Says here, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the oldest Democrat-appointed Supreme Court justice, has received calls from several left liberal activists to step down from the Supreme Court so that she doesn't die in office. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut has made some of the strongest comments approaching saying that what has been rumored as a push to force Sotomayor out of her chambers to give President Joe Biden an opportunity to appoint another Supreme Court justice, he cautioned her to weigh the competing factors. And this is what they're concerned about. They're concerned about, look, Sotomayor, she's old. She's not healthy. Apparently, she travels with a nurse. And the Democrats are worried about her dying while Donald Trump is in office again, and Donald Trump gets to appoint another conservative judge. So they're concerned about that. And they wouldn't be so concerned about this if they thought Biden was going to win. Now, the other article I want to go to is, and this is from The Guardian. Headline says, New Biden rule aims to protect U.S. federal employees if Trump is elected. Says here, Joe Biden's administration issued a new rule on Thursday, making it harder to fire thousands of federal employees, hoping to head off the risk that if Donald Trump wins back the White House in November, he won't be able to bully and decimate the workforce as he imposes the radical ideologies he's been pushing on the campaign trail. So essentially what these new rules are going to do, they'll make it harder for Donald Trump to fire a lot of these bureaucrats. A lot of these left-wing bureaucrats. Now, look, he'll be able to do it ultimately, but this just makes it a little harder for them to do it. So, look, Biden's trying to protect the left-wing swamp creatures in the bureaucracy. And do you think he would do this if he thought he was going to win in November? I don't think so. And here's another one that really gets me. Two attorneys that Donald Trump relied on while in office, Jeffrey Clark and John Eastman. Well, they're in the process of being disbarred because of their involvement with fighting the steal of the 2020 election. And these two attorneys helped Trump give a constitutional predicate on challenging the electors. But as much as our medical profession has been politicized, so has our legal profession. And these bar associations, they're all filled with left-wing lawyers that are just looking to curry favor with the Democrat establishment so they can get some work. So they're moving to disbar these two attorneys. Now, Jeffrey Clark in particular would likely have a high-ranking position with the new Trump administration. And this is another case of just trying to hurt Donald Trump when he gets reelected. And there will be more of this in the future, particularly after Trump wins in November. That period from November until January 20th, you're going to see coming out of the Biden administration and the operatives in the Democrat Party and the operatives in the swamp try to move mountains to try to kneecap Donald Trump. Now, ultimately, it won't work for two reasons. One is that Donald Trump is a force. And second, quite frankly, they're just not smart enough to put something together that would really have an impact on Donald Trump's second administration. So we shall see. Now, there's good news coming out of Wisconsin this week. And Wisconsin, the voters, voted via a referendum to ban private money for the administration of elections. Now, remember, during the 2020 election, Zuckerbucks, remember? An organization funded by Zuckerberg was out there placing drop boxes throughout Democrat-controlled areas. They spent a lot of money and put a lot of personnel into helping Democrat areas vote. And this is all with private money. And what really gets me is that these Democrat administrations at the time, the local administrations, say, oh, yeah, bring it. Help us. Help us pull out the Democrat vote. And it was helpful. And it was unfair because they just targeted Democrat areas, not Republican areas. This outside money, these outside forces are now banned from putting their thumb on the scale of an election. And the other good thing is Wisconsin's a swing state. This will be really, really helpful come November in Wisconsin. So that's good news. And the jobs report came out today, and it was another blowout number. Biden administration created all these new jobs. And you know what? They're all going to the illegal migrants. And this is according to federal data. Most of the jobs that have been created under the Biden administration have gone to foreign-born people. And a good chunk of that are the illegal immigrants because the Biden administration has given them work visas, and they're taking all of the incumbent Americans' jobs. That's why Bidenomics is not working. Got a great economy for everybody that's not an American. Well, what kind of country is that? And this is a perfect example of the chasm between Washington and the American people. Oh, we've got a great economy, all these jobs, but they're not for Americans. And this is one of the reasons why Biden's going to lose. Donald Trump wants these jobs going to Americans. You only have a good economy if Americans are getting jobs. And this includes African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, white Americans, all Americans. They're the ones that are not getting the jobs. But you have to understand, not to the elites. They want cheap labor. It's more money for them. They don't like us. So let's drive their wages down. It's good for Wall Street, but it's not good for the American people. And again, we're paying for it. Not only is the administration getting them jobs at the expense of the American people are paying for their housing, paying for their health care, paying for the schooling of their children. So it's the double whammy. And this is something Wall Street and Washington doesn't care about. Look at Biden's EV policy. It's going to put a lot of auto workers out of work if we let this happen. But he doesn't care. It's good for Ford. It's good for their stocks. It's good for the bonuses. But it's not good for the American people. And this is this is one of the fundamental flaws of the people that we have in office today. They follow this modern monetary theory where they think that government spending will cure everything and cheap labor will cure everything. But all it's given us is terrible inflation and a massive amount of government debt. And they don't acknowledge that you need a strong middle class to have a good economy. Right now, the way they want it, they just want two sets of people, one at the top and one at the bottom. And that's not a healthy economy. That's a third world economy. But this is what they want, as long as they're the ones on top. And also the political power that a strong middle class has, they don't like either. Look what's happening today. Look what's happening with MAGA. MAGA is full of the middle class. Lower, upper, middle class. They can't tolerate that. Because in their world, in their ideal world, there are the elites and the very poor. And this is why ultimately Biden is going to fail in the polls, among other things. So we shall see. And the mainstream media knows that the American people are onto them. They know that Christians have coalesced around Donald Trump. Many see him as a person of divine providence. He's not perfect, but he is a person of divine providence. And they can't have that. They've created this thing about Christian nationalism. And they're trying to say, this is something bad. All we want is to elect a person that reflect our morals, which has been generated by our faith. Judeo-Christian faith. But the media is saying, oh, there's something wrong with that. You're a Christian nationalist. Which is Christians that want to elect people with similar values. But this whole media spin is trying to, oh, there's something wrong with that. Christian nationalism is wrong. It's all media generated just to make you think if you're a Christian, you want to vote for Donald Trump, that there's something wrong with you. You're not American. That's just nonsense. And now we've got people like Joe Scarbo lecturing Christians on why a vote for Donald Trump is undemocratic. You're wrong. There's something wrong with you. And they're also trying to link this whole thing with immigration with Christ. Oh, well, Jesus says you have to be good to the foreigner. Not his exact words, but. And we are good to the foreigner. It's called an immigration system. United States has a very good immigration system, which is very good to foreigners. What is not good is this mass invasion of over 10 million migrants that just come across into this country, unvetted. Jesus never said that you've got to let the foreigner kill your children, take your way of life away. And this is what gets me with some of these passive so-called Christian preachers out there that are silent on this immigration issue. This whole influx of migrants is hurting your flock. They're killing the children of your flock. Not all of them, but the policies that are in place result in taking away your way of life. And again, Jesus was not a passive guy. Sure, Jesus would never say, oh yes, take the foreigner in, let them kill your children, let them take away your way of life. But it's okay. So pushing it back against this massive invasion of foreigners is not unchristian. We want to protect our kids. We want to protect our way of life. And that's what's happening right now. So with that said, I want to go to a clip. It's with Morning Joe. He's preaching to us, of all people. He's preaching to us, you got to be a good Christian. Oh, and before I forget, throughout the Bible, the immigrant is supposed to protect, is supposed to respect the laws of the country they are in. Well, that's not happening right now. You are supposed to be kind to them, within reason, but at some point they got to go. I feel sorry for them, but they have to go at some point. We no longer have a country with an open border. And the theme throughout the Bible are nations. And you no longer have nations when you no longer have borders. So I went off track. You know, let's go to this clip. It's with Morning Joe.
Why do they have to embrace a failed reality TV host and take him on as the other Jesus, their new savior?
Truth and freedom are indivisible. And we got a lot of folks who are captive, who are stuck. And the false white gospel is a being co-opted by nationalism. I know the history of those people. I come from that background, right? But I had to find Jesus outside of my white church, white neighborhood, white school. The whiteness is an idol. And in the phrase white evangelical, the defining word there is not evangelical. It's white. And that has to change. And I think we can change it.
And Morning Joe is interviewing Jim Wallace. Now, Jim Wallace is a far-left theologian, self-described social justice warrior, who, I may add, his organization has taken money from George Soros. Now, initially, he denied it and was caught in a lie when the truth came out. But he wrote this book called The False White Gospel. And again, it's attacking Christians for supporting Trump, and he takes on the communist agenda of trying to split us via race. So according to Wallace, white Christianity is bad. Christianity is good, but when you add white people to it, it's a bad thing. Again, it's all about this communist agenda to split us by race. This guy Wallace talks about, we have to unify. But he's not unifying people when he's splitting people according to race. So think about this. You have a good week. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you next Saturday.